Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com, is going to join us. And then at noon, Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network joining us here on Baskin and Phelps as we enjoy the Browns' 13-10 win over the Green Bay Packers yesterday. Improbable. I think that's a good word. Improbable. But that happens in the NFL.
I kept thinking, you tell me if you were thinking this too, that they made a mistake on the fumble call. That the Browns should have had the ball back. Now, I understand why they didn't get the ball back. I also, you know, read the report, Scott Petrak, who was the,
pool reporter,
to talk to the NFL about what exactly they saw. And then
their thought was no clear recovery.
That's right. And Kevin explained the same thing. Like, you don't see Kevin get very emotional, but he was not happy about the call. And you could see when he was talking to the side judge about it.
Well, that, Miles was standing there listening. I love that.
Yeah. And so, as he turned away in his frustration, so then he came back and he said what was explained to him was that they needed to make sure their arms were around the ball so that if we had full possession, the change to send it the other way wasn't going to happen. It's just, I don't know. To me, you tell me what you saw, because this is what we were watching on that play too, that the ball appeared to be underneath Jacob's leg and that it was encompassed by the Browns while it was on the ground. Now, the question was he down or not?
Sure. Can I interrupt?
Don't say it doesn't matter because we were talking about
14 years. Dana, 14 years?
Yeah.
Is that the first use of the word encompassed we've ever had on the show?
Is that the right word? Definitely said compass at least once or twice.
That's true. We're directionally challenged. Now,
encompassed, I don't believe we've ever had on the show before.
I don't think you put the two together.
No.
It's
very impressive. Very impressive.
I'm reading my Mensa word a day book, so I'm just trying to get a little bit better. I don't know where some of these words come from sometimes.
Yes, we know.
I've heard some of the words you've come up with before.
Here's what I thought. I thought the ball was out, and it looked to me like Jacobs recovered, but I couldn't tell. And since the ruling on the field was that he recovered, that was going to stand.
Right, they didn't have enough video.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating. How many different angles did they have?
Well, the NFL also, but you're not going to see everything. I mean, there are a lot of human body parts around there. And the NFL.
They only had two cameras on it?
The official who talked to Scott also said if the ruling on the field had been the Browns recovered,
they would have kept it. Yeah.
The Browns would have kept it. Yeah. So I get that completely. Daryl's in Cleveland. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I need help to clarify a rule.
Good luck.
All right, we'll try.
All right.
Remember, there's a reason that the NFL, or that the networks have officials in the booth with the announcers.
That's true. Well, just tell me this. I did not know that a team can throw a challenge flag to challenge a play that the refs did not call a penalty on.
12 men on the field?
Penalty called.
Is that what you're, the 12 men on the field call?
Yes.
Apparently they can.
Yeah. I guess we found out yesterday they can.
There you go.
Yeah, they did, but previously, I mean, I've never seen it. Nobody calls a flag or penalty to say, oh, he wasn't offsides, or nobody says, hey, that wasn't holding. I mean, you know, 12 men on the field, really?
And it was by a jump, wasn't it? He just missed.
I don't think you're allowed to call a challenge. Well, obviously you can. They did do it, but all right.
So listen, it is a challengeable play, number of players, whether the correct number of players on the field are at times, that is 100% an NFL rule that you can challenge that. I'm just looking at the challengeable plays.
That's the one challenge that you can do.
I mean, you can challenge possession, scoring plays, which are all are already challenged. Okay, incomplete passes, out of bounds, down by contact, line to gain, number of players, and penalty enforcement.
Yeah, what do you mean by penalty enforcement?
If they put the ball in the right, I think I got to believe that's the correct spot.
Okay, so the only one to say call a penalty is 12 men. Yeah, Other than that, the rest of those were not penalty calls.
Line to gain. I mean, look, you're challenging the spot, right? You're challenging whether someone had their foot in or not. Penalties.
Right.
Right.
But 12 men on the field is
challengeable. Yes.
Right. So that's the only penalty not called or called that you can throw a flag on.
Remember I said at the beginning of this that there's a reason they put officials with the network TV announcers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're going to hire one and have them sit here with us.
Okay.
Thanks, Daryl.
It is a rule, though. Number of players on the field is challengeable, and we saw it yesterday.
It's essentially the Aaron Rodgers rule. I mean, he's been doing that forever. The Packers have been doing that forever, where they catch you with 12 guys on the field as you're substituting, quick snap the ball, and then usually take a deep shot. The one difference is that Jordan Love didn't take the deep shot there, but Green Bay's been doing that for 20 years.
The Browns' offense is not good. Okay, let's start with that. The running game looks like it has life, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Quinshon Judkins, 5.5 yards per carry in the two games he's been here. And yesterday, he played some big guy football and did a nice job when the offense finally got a chance to get things going in the fourth quarter. It was 9:26 left in the game when they got the football back. The only problem was they ended up eating up, I mean, they won the game. They ate up almost 6 minutes on the clock and ended up with only a field goal. But it worked. It worked yesterday. If you are Kevin Stefanski right now, are you changing quarterbacks? Keywords were right now.
You're asking me straight
up? Yes, I am.
No. I'm not, because I think I might consider it. Trust me, in the first half, I was considering it in the first half yesterday. I was considering it in the third quarter yesterday. I was like, they just can't get this offense moving. Now, do people want to sit here and complain that you want to say that he's not a mobile quarterback? Well, we all knew that going into the season. Was Tom Brady a mobile quarterback? Was Ben Roethlisberger a mobile? There's plenty
Later
of guys.
Later in his career, no.
No, there are plenty of guys that were not mobile quarterbacks and were able to win, especially if you have a strong defense like we do. I know people want to see mobile quarterbacks. I get it. I understand it. But I think Kevin truly believes that he could start all 17 games with Joe. He trusts Joe. And why? I mean, you take the play like the Njoku play yesterday. That's one of the reasons why you think you trust him. And it's like having another coach on the field. The problem is just making sure the execution is. We don't need another coach. We need someone that can make a good call. He missed a lot of guys that were open yesterday.
Yes, he did.
He did. Now, is it easy to see in the press
line?
Box.
Is he not getting enough time? There are a lot of factors that go into that. But clearly, there were some things that were happening on the field that they didn't hit. I agree with you. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm not changing quarterbacks right now.
No matter what. I mean, as a fan, I'm sitting here trying to say, man, I'd like to see Gabriel. But I'm not the one getting paid to run this team. And if they can pull off wins against Green Bay, even in an ugly offensive day, it's hard for me to sit here and say that Kevin's wrong. I think Kevin's doing what he thinks is best for the team, and he thinks that they can win this way. I know we're all excited about two rookie quarterbacks, but when again in my lifetime has the number two quarterback not been the best player that everyone wants to see? The most exciting player on the team is the guy who's not playing because we haven't seen what they've done yet. I mean, I sit here and I know who Dr. Dave Mays is, right? Because he was a backup. It's just like, because being the backup quarterback is the best gig in the world. It is, because everybody loves you because you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, here's the issue I have if I'm Kevin. I don't have a good option at quarterback right now.
Hmm.
I don't have a good one. I have a competent one in Joe Flacco. He's not a good option. Right now, in their estimation, Dylan Gabriel is not a good option at quarterback, and Shedeur Sanders is not a good option at quarterback right now. Keywords are right now. Maybe they will be. At some point, like for instance, had the offense not Had they not come back and won this game, Andy, and had they lost 10-0?
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
And they're 0-3.
Change.
Why, why would you continue with Joe Flacco at quarterback?
I agree.
You're now 1-2. The offense actually helped in the comeback yesterday. The offense in and of itself wasn't going to win that game for you. That was really obvious. And I think it's really obvious that the offense isn't going to win a game for you this year. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe. But the offense isn't going to win games for you. What this offense can't do is lose games for you. Joe Flacco can help you not lose games, I think. Can Dylan Gabriel? I'll bet he can, to be perfectly honest. I'll bet Dylan could go out and run the offense about as well as Joe has. And I say that knowing that there's a huge disparity in the experience, but Dylan brings some other attributes to the table that might help, and mobility is obviously the key one there. But if I'm Kevin, you just won a game against the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to roll with Joe Flacco and see what happens. Problem is, and I think this is a problem, this is what they put in the quarterback group. This is what you have. You have Flacco and two rookies who weren't first-round picks. And that's what you have. So your choices are not like overwhelmingly, oh, hey, it's not like you're the Giants and you traded up for Jackson Dart and you know it's only a matter of time. You know, there's no rule that says, it's only a matter of time until you play your third and fifth round draft picks at quarterback. That's just the way the league works. And that's a problem. I think this is a problem. They didn't really add to the wide receiver group. Isaiah Bond could end up...
Are you saying that you don't think the wide receiver group is strong? I've never heard you say that on the show.
I'm not going to blame just the wide receivers here. This is a problem because your quarterback and your wide receivers are not clicking. Is it the quarterback? I don't know. Is it the wide receivers? I don't know. The top two wide receivers on this team have 39 targets. Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman, 39 targets. They have 20 receptions. So basically, when Joe Flacco throws toward the wide receivers, the top two wide receivers on this team, you have a 50% chance of a completion. And that's awful. That's awful. Now, the tight ends are a little different story. That's helpful.
Who was your second leading receiver yesterday? You want to guess?
I'm not looking at the box score. Who was it?
Ford.
Jerome Ford. Yeah. Who didn't get
four
a carry,
targets,
by the way.
Four receptions, 10 yards. Four receptions.
Yeah, but it's 10 yards.
Yeah, I know.
You know, see, that's... There's just.
I'm still trying to figure out that
there's
flea
no
flicker
productivity
play
out of the passing game.
Didn't make
none
sense either.
Yeah. Is it on the offensive line? Are they not giving Joe enough time? He was sacked twice yesterday. You know, his numbers aren't good, and the wide receivers' numbers aren't good. Numbers all the way around aren't good. The only thing on this offense that is clicking a little bit is the running game, and it's a little bit. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can read all of his work. He joins us next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.